Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky. Hello. Hello. Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello. Hello.
You're all under arrest.
Lash the gallants to the mizzen, reef your spinnaker, and haul in your mainsail. Let go aft.
Mr. Crabtree.
Aye, aye, sir.
Are you sure you've driven a bus before?
A bus? Well, I've not actually driven a bus.
Then what have you driven?
15 golf balls, a dodgem car, and the wife round the bend.
Mr. Crabtree.
Yes?
This is your life. Oh, at all, Hilary Crabtree, sardine wrestler of the bridal suite. Rowton House, do you recognise this voice?
Yes, it's you doing your Eamon Andrews impression.
No, this voice.
Hello, super, wonderful, marvellous. Be fair, I am genuine. Welcome.
It's David Frost, but I've never met him. Never mind his life. What about my life?
I beg your pardon?
My life.
Funny, you don't look Jewish.
I'll put a girdle round about the earth in 40 minutes.
Who speaks, art thou, Puck?
No, I'm a very ambitious corset salesman.
Little known facts that nobody cares about. Number...
Did you know that when Moses returned to the Israelites carrying the Ten Commandments, his first words were...
Keep taking the tablets.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Yes.
And now the first question for the spotty little girl in the grubby gym slip from Leicester. Tom Jones, Engelbert Humperdinck, Des O'Connor. What do those three names have in common?
They're all singers except Des O'Connor.
Correct. Now over to Manchester, Jimmy... What is that a photograph of?
It looks like the Latin master, the matron, and he seems to...
Ah, good heavens, that's the wrong photograph. So, beg your pardon, back to Eamon Andrews.
Be jabers, do you remember this voice?
Oh, Mary, may the cure, oh, the cure, oh, the cure.
Yes, it's my old Latin master. You know, I once caught him with matron, and he was...
Back to Eamon Andrews. Oh, I am Eamon Andrews. In that case... What are we going to do about Maria?
You see her Mondays and Wednesdays. I'll see her Tuesdays and Thursdays.
What about me?
I'll take you to dinner on Fridays. Do you like Chinese cooking?
Not a lot. They start to scream when the water gets hot. Hello?
Hello, I run a Chinese restaurant and I'd like to complain about that last joke.
You're not Chinese, are you?
No, but business is business.
Well, Hillary, having been elected Mr. Indecent Exposure of 1953, the next voice you heard was this.
Silence in court.
Milord, I appear for Miss Desiree Plank, the plaintiff.
Oh, she's not a plaintiff. I think she's quite a pretty tiff.
Thank you, Milord.
Mind you, I'm no judge.
Then what are you doing here?
Well, I came to regild the unicorn's posterior and somebody stole my ladder.
Well, while you're up there, would you mind hearing the next case?
Please yourself.
Thank you. I call Mr. Zire Plank. Do you swear to God it's
I do.
Good. You just promised to take your clothes off in my chambers at lunch break. Yes. Would you tell the court your story in your own words?
Yeah. Well, there was this Englishman, Irishman, and
No. The story be cooked up last night at my place.
On February the 4th, I sent my best frock to the Inferior Steam Laundry Limited, asking for it to be returned the following afternoon in time for my inauguration as fertiliser queen of Harpenden. As I waited in anticipation and my liberty bodies...
I love them! I love them! Give me liberty bodies or give me death!
Pray continue, madam.
Oh. Well, at 5 p.m. precisely, a laundry box was delivered to my flat. When I opened it, it contained, not as I expected, my coronation frock, but two custard tarts, a sliced loaf and a tin of corned beef. Oh.
We interrupt this court case to take you over to Gregory Prout at the docks.
Morning, Doctor.
Morning, Good morning again.
Hello again, Doc.
Good morning. What seems to be the trouble?
I've got water on the knee.
Well, kneel in the window box and tell me your problems.
No. My wife and I no longer have relations.
Why?
They're all dead.
We interrupt this interruption of the court case to return you to the court case. Oh, good heavens, it's the lunch break, so?
And I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes and she says...
You scruffy git, get your hair out of your arse!
Yes, Hilary B. Jabers, another voice from the past. Tell us, Eustace, what is your most vivid memory of Hilary?
Well, Eamon, I remember Hilary here, lying on a woolly rug with no clothes on, sucking his thumb and playing with a large flaxen-haired doll.
You knew him as a baby.
No, I knew him as a pervert. I always remember the night with the night with the sink plunger, the surgical lint, and the ATS girl.
Oh, I don't think we ought to go on with that.
That's what the ATS girl said.
Thank you. And now, in response to a request from a tone-deaf man in Ilkley who doesn't own a radio, here is a recording of the Chancellor of the Exchequer singing, "You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys, or it's another bob on the income tax."
The year that I was 16 was a very good one for me. I learned another swear word and I fell out of a tree. I chased a girl one summer night halfway across Blackheath, and when at last I caught her up, she smashed me in the teeth and round the ear. What a smashing year. The year that I was 24 was a very good one as well. I found my own bed sitting room and got used to the smell. I took a girl back there one night to share my shepherd's pie, and when I tried to hold her hand, she poked me in the eye and drank my beer. What a smashing year. The year that I was 33 was a very good one too. I gate-crashed someone's party and they locked me in the loo. I tried to steal a kiss that night by using all my charm. The girl phoned up her husband and he came and broke my arm. But I got quite near. What a smashing year. And as the years go rolling by, each one is a delight. I touched a lady's ankle once and got a nasty bite. If things go on the way they are, I'm very sad to say, I'll get bored with the other sex and I'll become blasé. And I might go queer before next year. So hurry up, girls. Might be your last chance.
Silence in court.
Thank you, Dennis. I fail to see the relevance of that song as evidence in this case, Mr. Pomeroy.
Well, me lad, the singer, one Terence the Troubadour, bar mitzvahs and suicide pacts a speciality, was hired by the Harpenden Festival Committee.
Be a little more specific, Mr. Pomeroy.
They hired his voice.
How did they do that?
Something to do with the size of his trousers, me lad.
That's him! That's him!
Explain yourself, Miss Plank.
That singer, he's the one who exposed me to shame and ridicule.
What did he do?
He nibbled one of me custard tarts.
Go on, go on.
Well, me lad, thank you. Frockless though I was, I had to appear on the fertilizer float wearing something. I therefore stapled the slices of the loaf together to make a skirt and wired the custard tarts together, producing a makeshift bra.
In that case, or to put it another way, in this case,
lover,
can you explain the relevance of Terence the Troubadour?
Oh, ow!
Miss Plank, are you all right? Have a sip of this.
What is it, me lad?
It's legal aid. It's the same. I think I'll go on. It's the same as lemonade, only it's filtered through a wig. Continue.
This fiend in a human form, thank you, my lad, was hired to stand on my float and add dignity to the proceedings by singing selections from Naughty Marietta and 'Twas on the Good Ship Venus.
My lad, May I say a word in behalf of my client, Terence the Troubadour?
But you're appearing for Miss Plank.
I know, but we're short of actors.
What does your client wish to say?
He wishes to say he's fed up with this sketch, and can we do another one?
Certainly. Sketch adjourned.
Meanwhile, at an undertaker's training college, not 1,000 miles from rigor mortis.
Gentlemen, here is the problem. Inside this coffin, securely screwed down, are the remains of Herman Glottal. The coffin, an expensive article of burnished oak, lined with turquoise satin, with brass handles and brass filigree ornamentation, retails at £96. The Glottal family, waiting until the lid was securely screwed into place, have offered to pay a maximum of £45. Gentlemen, what should I do?
Open the bank! Save the money! Open the bank!
In my sweet little Alice blue gown, when I first wandered down into town, I got nicked.
One of the BBC's backroom boys was in the limelight today when Ernest Thrupp, one of the men who writes the news, retired after 50 years' service. His fellow news writers threw a party for him in the BBC social clut. They drank his heath in champagne-nag-nag and resented him with a gold witch. Skirtle-duddle, cragnetch, whoopee, and knickers to the Director General. Hello?
This is the BBC News Department. We present that last joke very much because it holds us up to ridicule. We are very dignified and a bit Mozart. Terror.
Meanwhile, in a glen at Balmoral, not 1,000 miles from Queen Victoria.
Victoria, my dear, as I see you there, bathed in the glory of a Highland sunset, so grand and regal, I am moved to call you my monarch of the glen.
Albert, we are not a moose.
The monarch of the glen's a stag.
Very well. Very well, then.
Albert, we are not a stag.
Now then, Hillary, whose voice is this?
When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and the snake.
Well, that's Paul Robeson, but I never knew him.
Oh, you damn fool, it's Vera Lynn.
I don't know him either.
No, but she promised me a shamrock-flavoured ice lolly if I plugged one of her records. Order in court. Plank versus Inferior Steam Laundry Limited. Nolle prosequi, habeas corpus, pro tempore, vivat Regina, and I think, two portions of fried rice. What are you having, Miss Plank?
A fit, Your Honour.
What are you doing with that bottle of brandy?
I want it to be a tight fit.
Then very nice, good. Pray continue.
Oh, and then this demented tenor sank his teeth into one of my custard tarts.
And where was the aforesaid custard tart at the time?
Well, it was,
Miss Plank, if you're embarrassed, write it down and pass it to Mr. Pomeroy.
Oh, thank you. There we are.
Well, Mr. Pomeroy?
Very well, thank you, my lord. Touch of the Wind and the Chalfonts have been playing up
the a bit. The note! The note, Mr. Pomeroy. Where was the custard tart?
Can't quite read this, my lord. It appears to say, knockers.
What?
Knockers, knockers.
Who's there?
Heyman.
Heyman who?
Heyman the mood for love. Ah. Wait a minute, I'm in the wrong character.
You're in the wrong sketch.
You're in the wrong business.
Silence! Order, order. Clerk of the court, tell them to belt up. Dennis! Dennis!
What? Oh, yes.
What? 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 What are you doing? Dennis!
What
are you doing?
I'm sorry, I must have dozed off. This is workers' playtime, isn't it?
No. No, it isn't, so you'd never know from the jokes.
What is it, then?
Hello, Cheeky.
Watch it, mate. I've heard about you theatricals. You and your bag of sweets. Ladies and gentlemen, a medley of topical songs commencing with Dear Mr. Gladstone, get rid of that old bag. Dear Mr. Gladstone, get rid of that old bag. You know you've had it long enough. It's very old.
Get off!
Seven and a Half Second Theatre presents I Was Monty's Double.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm you.
Oh, jolly good. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Heard sounds are sweet, but those unheard are sweeter still.
Well, shut up then.
Oh.
Here is a late news flash. We have just heard that the Irish Everest expedition have had to give up their attempt 60 feet from the summit as they've run out of scaffolding.
Little known facts that nobody cares about, number mind your own business.
Did you know that the Guatemalan canary is the largest in the world, growing to 6'4" in height with a wingspan of 11 feet and a weight of up to 15 stone? It also has a very distinctive cry.
Cheep!
Ladies and gentlemen, a joke.
It appears that a barman in a deserted bar, whilst polishing his counter one day, observed a beetle making its way across the floor. The barman, a gregarious fellow, addressed the insect thus. I say, did you know they once named a pop group after you? Really, riposted the insect. Fancy naming a pop group Edward J. Fothergill.
Hello there, Hillary. When you was at university...
What? Wait a minute.
Well, he criticised my Eamon Andrews impression.
There is no need to replace it with an inferior one of Moira Anderson.
If the subject you're impersonating is Scottish, well and good. But if you're Irish...
Come into the parlour!
Look, if you're going to be childish, I'm going to play polo with Prince Philip.
Why don't you get a horse instead?
I once tried to mount a colt. Caught my foot in the trigger guard and shot myself in the leg. Now, Hillary, here is a surprise guest.
Oh, Glory, I remember you getting drunk in Murphy's Bar, lying on the floor, singing the one-eyed Riley and looking up the skirt at the landlady's daughter.
I didn't know Hillary had been to Ireland.
I'm talking about you, Eamon.
Get off.
Right, I'm not standing for this. I'm going back to the court case.
Why?
I get better lines there.
Very well.
Order in court, order, order.
Usher, will you please keep this court in order?
How can I when you keep doing that rotten Eamon Andrews impression?
British justice triumphs again.
My lad, I should like to show the court Exhibit B.
You're boasting again.
My lad, this is a wax cylinder made by the aforementioned Terence the Troubadour, which I shall play to the court. It is relevant to the proceedings, which is a damn silly title for a song, I think.
Your third leg is the thing that I find irresistible. Though you have other charms that are listable, I repeat, oh my sweet, the best of your charms is not your forearms, no, it's your third leg. It's the feature that's always entrancing me, though it gets in the way when we're dancing. We're closer together in all kinds of weather, so walk through the years with me, dear. I beg on your third leg. No, it's your leg. It's the feature that's always entrancing me, though it gets in the way when we're dancing. We are closer together in all kinds of weather, so walk through the years with me, dear. I beg on your third leg. Your third leg.
I sentence that song to be taken from this court to a place of orchestration, and there sung by Des O'Connor.
Miss Ud, I object. That's capital punishment. I'd like to enter a plea for mercy.
Very well, it will be sung by Mercy O'Connor.
I would like to recall Miss Plank to the stand.
Why?
She's got better legs than Terence the Troubadour.
That's a matter of opinion, Mr. Pomeroy.
Miss Plank.
Yeah?
Having dislodged Terence's teeth from the custard tart, what did you do?
Gave them back to Terence.
She's lying, Your Honour.
Silence in court.
She's lying. It's all lies.
Silence in court.
Lies. Lies.
I can't keep this up. I was engaged for piano and light housework.
I was engaged to Terence the Troubadour.
Mr. Pomeroy, is this true?
Milad, this is news to me.
I'd like an adjournment.
Well, I'm sorry, I've only got bullseye.
All right, I'll have one of those.
Miss Plank, what do you mean?
Miss Plank, while Mr. Pomeroy is trying to dispose of his bullseye, would you care to accompany me to a meanwhile?
Oh, very well, then.
Meanwhile, in a gypsy encampment, not 1,000 miles from...
Hiss, hiss, splatter, crackle.
What's that?
It's the campfire.
Your Honour, I hope you didn't bring me all the way from the Old Bailey to Epping Forest just for that.
No, 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 we really have got a gypsy encampment joke for you. Could we have the music again, please? No, 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 not that music. No, no, no. No, 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 for heaven's sake, the other music. No, 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 for heaven's sake, the other, go on, go on. Oh, heaven forbid, no. Remember that, but no, no, no.
My darling.
No, no, I'm gonna die. Oh, no, no, no. La da dee da 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 da. That one.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Listen, Petulengro. Our son will be the greatest musician in the world. People will flock for miles to hear him play.
Why do you say that?
Who else can make that sound on a saxophone?
Larry Grayson.
Can he?
Nobody dropped me $5 to mention his name.
Oh, oh well, Charlie Williams. Anyone can do that, Ken Goodwin, too. Can play at that Bernard Manning game. Send the money to me, that's M-E, care of the Bubbaca, that's B-B-C, Bubbaca, 48 Ludicrous Street, London W11, JP21Y, MPGRTMRDDLW. Bye for now! To please as many people as possible in the limited time available to us, we present simultaneous repeats of General Hospital, Racing from Ascot, and a party political broadcast.
Have you got that?
General Hospital.
Racing from Ascot.
And a party political broadcast. Good evening. I'd like to start tonight with a promise. If the whole country will get behind the government, we guarantee that within 2 years, every one of you will have...
gallstones and a slip disc. Oh, and nurse, prepare Mr. Bathurst for surgery. The x-ray of his stomach shows there's something in there, and I think it's...
Lester Piggott.
Either that or...
several Labour backbenchers. You may ask, how did they get there? My answer is, you put them there. It's all very well for Mr. Wilson to...
win by a short head at Doncaster last week.
But isn't it time that he was...
retired for stud purposes.
Now, there is a man who can go to the country...
wearing an enormous picture hat and an attractive yellow mini dress. Her husband, who trained 42 winners last year, is...
in a jar in the pathology lab.
My God, Doctor, that's obscene. What is it?
The shadow cabinet at one of their meetings. It's all very well for them to criticise the government's housing policy, but they haven't got...
a £5 penalty and an apprentice jockey up. And the news has just come through that as a result of the steward's inquiry into the last race...
Sir Gerald DeBarrow...
has been disqualified for bumping and boring. And so the coveted prize of 2,000 guineas and...
a bedpan...
goes to...
Roy Jenkins...
in the maternity ward.
Doctor, can you come to casualty?
What is it?
There's been a collision between...
Enoch Powell and...
a beautiful black filly worth every penny of the 2,000 guineas he spent on her. Entering the parade ring now is the favourite and possible winner...
a 78-year-old pervert who's been attacking all the nurses. If he goes on like this, he'll...
break the course record and...
become the next Chancellor of the Exchequer. Now, here's a question I know you're all wanting to ask.
Who are you taking to the nurses' dance?
Sir Gordon Richards.
Vic Feather.
A diseased pair of tonsils and...
a 2-year-old gelding from Newmarket.
I ask you, what can you do when Mr. Heath holds out his integrity like a flaming torch?
Cut it off. I know it'll be painful, but if we don't...
they'll never get a saddle on him. However...
Well, we're back to today's race. The last one into the stalls is Starlight with Jeff Lewis up. Jeff was thrown yesterday by...
Mrs. Thatcher.
And it brought up a rather nasty...
by-election in Slough.
On his...
phantom pregnancy. And I don't want to worry you, sir. That's not the least of Matron's bloomers. To be frank, I've just heard...
They're off, and the leader at the moment... of this very small bunch is...
Jeremy Thorpe, a man whose...
soft, dark eyes and trim but feminine figure are driving me mad.
Dr. McGowan, I never knew you felt like this.
I must keep my emotions under control when I'm on duty, but you'll never know how often the sight of you has made me want to...
use the whip going into Tattenham Corner. He's just giving her a bit of a tickle and...
Mrs. Thatcher is responding very strongly. You know, I often think this old country of ours is like...
cirrhosis of the liver.
In the old days, we would have stuck...
the 4-furlong marker...
down his throat.
But in these days of comprehensive education, which one of us can put his hand on his...
coccyx... and bend sharply forward at the waist...
while standing up in the stirrups and looking over his shoulder. He's trying to drive...
the entire royal family...
up one nostril and down the other.
And as they enter the last furlong, they're bunching and there's a faller. Someone's off.
Her head.
It's Barbara Castle. And she's not the only one. Well, my time's very nearly up, so if I can try to sum up our policy for you in one word, it would be...
fetlocks.
And good night to you, nurse.
Or in the sketch, call an impersonation of Eamon Andrews.
Well, now, Hillary, the culmination of your career was being thrown out of a recording of Hello, Cheeky.
Rubbish.
And here they are to throw you out again.
Hello, Hillary.
Yes, it's writer-performer and intellectual snob, Tim Brooke Taylor. Hello, Hillary. Yes, it's writer-performer and bad impersonator of me, Barry Cryer.
Hello, Hillary.
Yes, writer-performer and now out of work, John Junkin.
Hello, Hillary.
Yes, three musicians with one common bond, no talent, the Dennis King Trio.
Hello, Hillary.
Yes, producer, and part-time producer, Richard, you don't want a drink, do you? Wilcox.
Hello, Cheeky.
Bye-bye, Cheeky.
So cheeky.
Get off.
Get stuck.
Bonsoir. Happy to say.
I'm dying for a drink.